Now here we have built a Simulink block diagram from the perturbation and disturbance and the sense noise and input output to the output of measurement Z1, disturbance output of the uncertainty output of Z1, Z2, and the output performance signal of E1, E2, and the measurement of Y1, Y2. And in between, you have blocks of uncertainty models, uncertainty weighting functions, W del, and also the performance weighting of WP and the sensor noise weighting function of WN, and of course the state space model of the plant. Now all those plants can be given in terms of the state space realizations in the MATLAB, but then all you need to do to find the transfer function from all those input to output is to run a MATLAB command of linear model. This will calculate the transfer function from all those inputs to outputs. Now it's very easy to do, and also it's nice because you can change the parameters very easily and do the calculation very fast. So this is certainly the way I would recommend you to use it in your application.